Matt Lessard, baseball coach, Salem High School, joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Matt, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
No problem, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, you got some great news to share with our listeners. First up, congrats. You guys are Lynch Division champs and 13-3 now overall. And it all happened with yesterday's, 7-4 win? Yeah, 7-4 win over Peabody. So congratulations to Salem Baseball.
Thank you. Thank you. No, just very ecstatic, sort of with the results thus far. Obviously, a lot of baseball left to play, with qualifying for the playoffs. But definitely want to give a big shout out to all the players on my team, like my captains and also the coaching staff for, being supportive and, helping us get to where we are today. But thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's just follow up and not let that thought wander that you just mentioned. So mention your captains quickly and then your coaching staff. Let's do that.
Yeah. So our captains this year, we have three senior captains. We have Sebastian Cruz, who is a utility player and also pitches for us. We have Jack Doyle, who's going to play baseball at Salem State next year. He's been, a staple for our lineup. He's been playing great shortstop this year and just recently worked his way back from an arm injury, so he's been getting some time on the mound. And we have catcher John Wasserman, who's been, great for us behind the dish, calling games and batting cleanup for us, putting together a lot of competitive at-bats. And then the only non-senior captain is our pitcher, Riley Fennerty, also plays first base. He's, been a leader for this rotation for a couple of years now since he was a sophomore, 5-1 this year. So, great leadership from them all. I'm starting to see them, bring the guys in more, during games, and I'm not having to step up and, rally the guys up. I'm seeing a lot of initiative being taken by these captains, so giving a lot of kudos and credit to them.
And your coaches?
Yeah, coaches. The assistant varsity coach is Matt Hubauer. Coached with him for a while now. We both started off at the Vikings baseball program. Great guy and, very appreciative of everything he brings to the table. Coming from, his defensive, mind, having been a catcher, he's been able to work a lot with our catchers. As well as, our hitters, but he's been, invaluable for our team. So, glad to have him on my side. And then for JV, we have Chris Jones and Dylan Payne, two guys that are rooted in, Salem baseball and, helped me, get some, additional, guys in the school that might not have originally signed up. So they've been, good in terms of, outreach to additional players, but they've been also, working and focusing on developing these JV players, these young players, so they can come up and contribute for us in the future.
Well, let's circle back to yesterday's game, 7-3 win over Peabody. How did that game play out?
It was a close game on paper. I think about until the fifth inning, the top of the fifth, when we broke it open. But we had a little bit of a back and forth, a little bit of a pitcher's duel going on. We had Jesus on our side going hard throwing sophomore right hander. And they had Cam Connolly, and I got to give him credit. He's a great pitcher, lefty. He's ate up a lot of innings for PBD this year. So there was a lot of back and forth. It ended up being 3-3 through the fourth inning, and then we were able to break it open with four runs and get to 7-3 in the fifth. And they ended up scratching another run across, and the game finished at 7-4. But things I look back to that helped us solidify that win was Rocco Ryan, our sophomore, outstanding center fielder, making a couple of great running grabs in the gap to save runs during, when Peabody had runners on base. So definitely a couple instances where we could have, easily surrendered some more runs and given up the lead. But all in all, we did what we needed to do, and Julian Ortiz came in at the end and did what he does and slammed the door shut.
Is he basically your closer, and if so, and actually not even if he isn't, tell me more about him as a pitcher.
Yeah. So pretty much he's our closer. I trust the ball in his hands anytime late in the game with a short lead or any sort of lead. I he is that closer piece for us. He's a hard throwing right hander. I'd say he probably sits in the low 80s, maybe gets up to 84, 85 at times with a decent curveball. But what he has is just the unbelievable competitive mentality. He goes out there and he's just going to grind each hitter, no matter who it is. And he's going to grind through that at bat and do whatever he can to get them out. So, and he's just got that bulldog mentality that I like in a relief pitcher. He comes in, he's relentless.
All right. So, put into context for our listeners this 13-3 record and the Lynch Division title, which you clinched yesterday. So, tell me more about, you know, put some meat on those bones, if you will.
Yeah. No. You know, when I look at it, and, you know, obviously I do the stats day in, day out, you know, a lot of our games, if I look at the average scores, we're looking at an average score on the season during our games of, you know, 6-4 us winning. So we're winning a lot of close games. We're winning a lot of close games, and those are the games that I tell, you know, our players that good teams win. You know, it's like anybody can really, you know, rout a team and maintain that lead. But it's the good teams that are able to maintain these smaller leads and win games, and that's, you know, I think what's been the definition of this season is, like, we've won a lot of 3-4 run ball games, even less than that. We've had a couple 1-run ball games with Saugus as well. But I think, like, the you know, sort of the theme of the season is just, you know, sort of out competing and doing what we need to do in these close games to solidify wins.
You know, I also think when those things are happening, you're looking at good pitching and you're looking at good defense, and you already mentioned Rocco Ryan in center field. So pick up on those other two elements for me, the pitching, and you already touched a little bit on this, but the overall pitching from Salem, who's contributing, and then maybe a little bit more on your defense.
Yeah. No, so besides Riley, who I mentioned previously, Rocco's been also a starter for us on the mound, and he has 3 wins himself with a sub-3 ERA, so he's gone out there and competed very well for us on the mound. And obviously I brought up Julian, who's been, you know, outstanding for us in late game situations, pitching early. But then also want to, you know, hit a little more on Jesus, who's been a first year player for us this year, as a sophomore, hard throwing right hander. At the beginning of the year was struggling a little bit with his command, was walking a lot of guys, but really has settled in a groove and developed a good secondary pitch, and has become a solid third starter for us. So, you know, between sort of those 3 starters, Julian in the bullpen, as well as Sebastian Cruz coming in the bullpen, you know, in a lot of games that Jesus starts. You know, I think we really, you know, are able to piece together these games. And on top of that, we have Jack Doyle, who's back to pitching as well. And he's a low to mid 80s guy as well. He'll probably be playing 2 ways at Salem State next year. So definitely some depth in this pitching rotation and bullpen. So that's definitely what's been keeping us in a lot of these games and, you know, keeping a lot of these opposing teams at bay when it comes to hitting. So, yeah. So that's the pitching staff. And then in terms of D, you know, I had a conversation with Matt Williams via text, you know, when he was going through writing that article for, you know, outstanding defensive players. And 2 guys that I mentioned in there were again, Julian Ortiz playing third base. He's making a lot of plays on the run and in the 5-6 hole, you know, look routine that shouldn't be routine. He's been an absolute vacuum cleaner for us at third base. And then the other guy I mentioned is Captain Jack Doyle at shortstop. I go back to the same play that he made against Danvers, and we have it on video. It's a very Derek Jeter-esque play where he's going into the 5-6 hole, sort of jumping up in the air, throwing the ball off, you know, sort of off balance, and you know, he was able to get the runner out. So, you know, he's been rock solid for us the entire year. But I'd say it really starts with those guys. But all around, you know, I look at John behind the plate calling pitches, has been doing phenomenal for us. But all across the board, I can find good things for everybody playing defense.
Well, Matt, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but maybe just a note or two offensively for us. Maybe your power hitter, your average guy, when I mean batting average guy, not your average, none of these guys are average, but you know, your average guy or whatever, maybe just give me a note or two from of the witches at the plate, if you will.
Yeah. So hitting again, you know, I sound like a broken record here, but Jack Doyle is hitting .500 for us right now. I think he has 27 hits and 54 at bats, so rock solid for us, and a lot of extra base hits. He's about 20 RBIs, so absolutely tearing it up. But then the other guy, you know, I like to mention is Rocco, who's been, you know, probably about .350 right now, but he's scored about 20 runs for us, and he's getting on base, and he also has a little bit of pop and, you know, an ability to hit the gaps, and get some extra base hits. But, you know, besides that, up and down the lineup right now, I think, you know, everybody for the most part's hitting over 250. Another name, you know, I'd like to shout out is Corey Grimes right now. He's really grinding out at bats right now and hitting very well. I think I've seen his batting average go up about 100 points over the past, like, four games, and his strikeout numbers go down. So, you know, very, you know, appreciative of that and glad to see that come to, you know, fruition for him. In terms of those results. But yeah, no, I tell you, those are three guys I'd like to highlight right now in terms of offensive production.
Absolutely. So Matt, just finally now, is if there's something I didn't ask you about that you want to mention about the team, feel free to add that in. But also tell me about how you see postseason now, because obviously Salem has qualified.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I covered pretty much everything that, you know, I like about this team and everything that, you know, I've seen in this team thus far. You know, again, it comes back to all the kids buying into the process and everything that we were doing starting from last year and just seeing, you know, the fruits of our labor, you know, sort of, you know, everything come, you know, seeing what's happening right now and develop. So, on top of that, like in terms of the postseason, you know, I'm still looking at the tail end of this regular season. I'd like to, you know, win our last two NEC games against Winthrop and, Masco. And, you know, I think with that, we might actually secure the entire NEC if we were able to win out. You know, I know Beverly's up there. I think they have two conference losses, and we have one right now. But it's, you know, it's tight for that overall conference title. So, you know, having the guys focusing on that right now. But in terms of playoffs, where I'm telling the guys is we have four games left. Let's get as many wins as we can so we can try to secure a home playoff berth and not have to travel and, you know, be in the driver's seat there.
So, actually, who will be pitching for you guys on Friday when you play host to Winthrop?
Jack Doyle will be starting on the mound.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations to you, the team, the coaching staff, and for really a fantastic year, obviously, so far, 13-3, and maybe a lot of excitement still ahead, so we'll keep an eye on things. So, Matt, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Matt Lessard, baseball coach. Hold on the line, Matt. Baseball coach at Salem High School here on MSO, newsports.com.